The federal government's welfare to work reforms are pushing thousands of people off the disability support pension and into financial hardship. And welfare rights organisations say their work is increasingly taken up with just these cases. Tougher eligibility rules, first introduced by the Gillard government in 2012 and extended by the coalition, have resulted in more than 30,000 people being taken off the disability support payments in the past year alone. It's the biggest annual drop in a decade. Those deemed to have a partial capacity for work are moved on to the New Start allowance, which pays $173 a week less than the pension. So it's quite a significant cut for these people. It's a very big hit, and the Turnbull government announced in the May budget that a further 90,000 existing disability support pensioners will face medical reviews over the next 3 years. Ian Turton is a caseworker and solicitor with the Welfare Rights Centre New South Wales, and he's with us this morning to explain all. Welcome to Breakfast.
Thank you.
It takes us back to the initial changes made by the Labor government. Remember, Jenny Macklin was the minister at the time. She changed what were known as the impairment tables. Did that mean a lot of people were no longer deemed officially disabled for the disability support pension?
Well, the number of people on a disability support pension continued to grow. However, there was an increase in the number of people's applications who were rejected. You have to realise that people are often requested to apply for the disability support pension by their doctors, and there is very little understanding of what the eligibility requirements are for the pension amongst the medical profession. So it continued to grow for a while, even with the change of tables.
So it continued to grow, but since then the coalition has increased medical assessments. What impact has that had? Are there fewer people actually applying under those changes?
Well, increasingly the numbers of claims for the disability support pension are rejected, and there are increasing number of medical reviews to leading people being cancelled for the pension. The problem is fundamentally a lot of people have been on the pension for many years. I have clients who have come through the doors who have been on disability pension for 18 years with long-standing medical problems. One of the problems is if people have long-standing medical problems, maybe they had an accident 15 years ago. A lot of treatment is done around at the time of the accident, particularly if there's a claim for compensation and people have to assess what long-term damage is and so on. But over time, the level of medical treatment which a person can afford, even when they're on a disability support pension, is very low. So when people come up for review, we have cases where findings are made by a job capacity assessor, who's a person whose job is to review these pensions, that a person's condition has not been fully treated or stabilised, or maybe the criteria for assessing their particular disability has changed, so they're simply no longer eligible for the pension. And sometimes questions are made that the condition may not be optimally treated. They might say, have you done this? Have you done that? And the reality is a person who's basically getting treatment from a medical centre who can't afford high levels of intervention and ongoing treatment simply because they're poor are suddenly being told, well, you're not sick enough. You haven't explored all your medical options. And that's a real concern for many of our clients. They're people who do have long-standing medical problems and perhaps haven't received optimal treatment, but are now being told because they haven't received optimal treatment, they're no longer eligible for the pension.
The government's argument, and certainly the Labor Party also mounted this argument, you've got to say there's been a history of the same sort of policy moves in this area, has been that the disability support pension is ballooning, that effectively it's a big impost on the federal budget, and that part of their reforms are also putting people into a position where they want to go back into work, that putting them into a position where they choose work over being on the pension. What do you say to that argument from the federal government that they need to be reforming the disability support pension and that in some cases it does help the people because they do find meaningful work?
Well, some people do find meaningful work, and there always were a smaller number of people on the disability support pension who couldn't work. The original test many years ago was a person wasn't capable of working a full-time job. Now the test is you have to be unable to work 15 hours per week. So even if you are injured and you can work 20 hours per week, for example, you're not eligible for the pension. Now, one of the fundamental problems with that is that the basic new start rate of new start allowance is insufficient to survive. There was a productivity review report done, and the Productivity Commission recommended an increase in the basic rate of new start allowance by $50 a week because people simply couldn't live on that payment. So the problem you have with these reviews, you have people who have been eking out an existence, and it's not a luxury rate of existence, I can assure you, for a number of years, who suddenly find their financial arrangements are overturned. Now, there's a transitional arrangement where if your pension is cancelled, payments continue for 6 weeks after the decision to cancel, after which you fall mostly onto the lower rate of new start, and many people simply can't pay the bills. And we've had clients become homeless. We've had clients become suicidal. We've had people who, for example, may have a companion animal which they can no longer afford to feed. There's a variety of problems. And the reality is the jobs aren't there. Most people actually want to work, but the reason they can't is because of their multiple health problems. And it's a very difficult test to get onto the pension. It's not that easy. It's understandable. Look, there's no problems in changing medical tables and things like that. You know, what is an illness and how severity is rated, these things get reviewed and changed over time. That in itself isn't the problem. It's more that people are often caught unawares and people are thrown into hardship by these decisions. So, there simply aren't the jobs there for them.
So, Ian, given this big drop in just 1 year of people being able to go on the disability support pension, it really is a significant one-off hit, 30,000 people being taken off DSP payments. How much of the work of the Welfare Rights Centres is being taken up by this issue? Because, of course, you're there charged with helping people on a number of issues, but are you finding the bulk of your work is now taken up by the DSP?
Over half our calls we get are. Our works, a lot of people appeal against these decisions, so we get a lot of inquiries. We in Sydney, we have a telephone service whereby we cover all the states. So we get people calling in from Narrabri, from remote country towns, where they've been surviving on a pension, where they can no longer survive, and they're in desperate states. It's more than half of our appeals, and that flows on into the work of the various appeals tribunals. The Administrative Appeals Tribunal, for example, which is charged with the conduct of appeals by people, and 23% of people, appeal to that level of cancellations. They appeal right through the whole chain. Then that's an enormous impost on us in terms of our casework, and we have very limited resources in terms of our centre, and also there's an enormous impost on the tribunals that hear these decisions. Yeah. Like I work from Sydney.
Ian, we're running out of time, Ian, but it is a story we will be watching on an ongoing level. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you very much for giving me this opportunity.
That's Ian Turton, a caseworker and solicitor with the Welfare Rights Centre in New South Wales.